Warren Ziders, hi, buddy.
How we doing, brother?
Oh, dude, absolutely fantastic. Early start to the week, and already, like, so much excitement. We just announced your concert for Saskatoon, and our text line is just popping off. I think you're going to have a packed house for this show, man.
I'm super, super pumped to get up to Canada, man.
Oh, dude, you've got some fans here. So, I mean, like, how's it going, man? How's the weekend?
Just got done with a four-day run, so I'm a little tired on this Monday. But, you know, starting fresh. Got some rides this week, and then, you know, back on the road this weekend. But, you know, we're doing good, man.
So, like, for you to even be able to say these things, you know, where we're doing the tour, we've got shows, we're doing rights. Is it still pretty surreal to, like, be able to say this is what's happening in your life right now?
It is, man. I just played a festival on Saturday and watched Brooks and Dunn play. They were the headliners for my night, and it was just super surreal to stand side stage and then get to shake their hands after the show was done and just watch them play. And it's crazy to really look at the fact that now I'm in this universe. I'm now in this world of country music.
And it really, like, it went 0 to 100 real quick. So you put Ride the Lightning out. And, I mean, since then, you've been on the Kelly Clarkson show. You've played the Grand Ole Opry. I think you sold out at the Ryman. Was that true? Yeah, man. Like, so for, I mean, it was really pedal to the metal, like, real quick. How did you adjust to that?
You know, man, I think I like to attribute, you know, kind of how I adjusted with my upbringing, whether it's, you know, my parents, having two great parents who have just been in my corner all along the way through my life, my faith personally. I was raised in the church, and I think that, you know, my faith has been a big, you know, foundation for me to keeping the right people in my corner and, you know, having athletics as a background my entire life. I played lacrosse for 12 years, so I've been super used to, you know, early wake-up calls before the sun's even up and being out in the field, you know, doing sprints and working out and film room and study hall and, you know, two practices a day and weight room. So, you know, I've just been always used to being a workhorse, I guess is a good way of putting it. So I think that, you know, this is a different form of that, but I use a lot of my background in athletics and, you know, pivot that and put that into what I'm doing now.
Yeah, with your faith and your background in athletics, like there were a lot of things going into this that were in place to kind of keep you humble, right?
I think keep me humble and, you know, and I think really keep my mindset, you know, on the goals and keep my mindset on, you know, who I am, what do I want to achieve, you know, like you said, 0 to 100. And, you know, it's cool for me, because people are like, oh, you sold out the Ryman. And but like the way that I am, like I sold out the Ryman on a Wednesday,
yeah,
midweek. I'm like, I sold the Ryman out midweek. And, you know, having a packed house, it was so cool for me because playing that show, it was such a rowdy, you know, rowdy Ryman show in the case that, you know, most of those shows really aren't. But my crowd and my fans showed up in the masses and made that show what it was and made it such a special night. And having grandparents come in and having aunts and uncles come to that show, it was just awesome having family there to, you know, experience that.
So aside from, you know, playing packed houses and, well, I mean, obviously, like, at this point now, like, people recognizing you on the street, which I'm sure is really starting to happen, since this all really started to take off for you, have you had, like, any neat opportunities as a result of it that you never would have thought would have come up for you?
You know, it's cool. What I've realized is, you know, being in this world, like I just this past summer, I just opened up for George Strait and played my first stadium show, which was super cool. You know, the king of country music, and doing that, you know, playing that show, it was really eye opening for me, and it was just like, you know, this is what I was put on this earth to do, and this is what I, you know, this is what I plan to do one day is play stadiums myself. But it's so cool doing this because your world gets smaller and smaller. And what I've realized is, you know, from being an ex-athlete to now doing this, you know, musicians and artists, you know, want to hang out with athletes and athletes want to hang out with musicians and artists. So like I've got to hang out with, you know, NFL teams, MLB teams, you know, WWE wrestlers. I just met, oh my goodness, Gable Stevenson. He was a heavyweight wrestler for Minnesota. I'm a huge college wrestling fan. Me and my dad are huge Penn State wrestling fans. Long story short, he was at a show. I had no idea he was a huge fan. So what was cool for me was I ended up inviting him back to my green room. And my dad was at that show. And like, just to see the excitement and joy on my dad's face, because my dad was a huge fan and we'd watched this guy on TV for years. So it's experiences like that, being able to really give back to my family, experiences that they've never even really ever would have thought were possible. That's what makes it exciting for me too.
You're a big lacrosse guy. Down in the States, have you ever attended a National Lacrosse League game?
Oh yeah, I've been to. Growing up, I went to, you know, the NCAA championships all the time. I was always in Maryland, which is where they were at for a long time. Then they were in Philly. But you know, as I've, you know, grown and stuff like that, and now I'm doing this whole song and dance. I got people all the time asking me, you know, do you like to hunt? Do you like to do this? I'm like, I like to do all those things. It's finding time in the schedule to go do those things.
Man, I love that so much. Okay, and then that brings us to what we just announced this morning. You are coming to Saskatoon. You're bringing the Pretty Little Poison Tour to our Coors Event Center Saturday, March 23rd. You're bringing Austin Williams on the road with you as you trek across Canada. What can fans expect from a Warren Zider show here in Saskatoon?
Oh, man, it's not your typical country show. And I would say prepare for some rock and roll influence for sure. And prepare to have a couple of drinks in your hand because I like my shows to be rowdy.
Oh, so, yeah.
Oh, it's going to be fun.
It'll be rowdy. And the people that pack into that Coors Event Center, it'll be a time. I'm excited for this. Warren Ziders, thank you so much for allowing me to pick your brain a little bit this morning. And best of luck with the rest of the tour. And here's to an epic 2024 Canada trek for you.
Amen to that. Thank you, brother. I appreciate you.
Cheers, man. We appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I'll catch y'all later.